This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's working to help Americans financially during the coronavirus crisis. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman has more.
President Donald Trump says he does not want to see airlines going out of business or people losing their jobs and not having any money due to COVID-19 sweeping the country and causing a halt to economic activity.
So we're going big, and that's the way it'll be, and that's the way everybody seems to like it.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the money, and he wouldn't say how much, could be sent directly to Americans within 2 weeks. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said on Tuesday that Group of Seven leaders had agreed to support a complete Olympics, but dodged questions about whether any of the leaders had brought up the possibility of postponement. Libby Hogan of Reuters reports.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has doubled down and insisted that the Olympics will go ahead as scheduled, kicking off July 24. On Tuesday, he said that Group of Seven leaders had agreed to support a, quote, complete Olympic Games, referring to the Games being held with spectators present. But when asked if the group had discussed postponing the Games due to the coronavirus, Abe sidestepped.
In regards to the Olympics, we aim to hold the Tokyo Games and Paralympics in a complete way as proof that mankind can defeat the new coronavirus. And I've received support from the G7.
Meanwhile, the head of the French Olympic Committee said on Monday that the pandemic must have reached its peak and be on the wane by the end of May for the Tokyo Olympics to be staged as scheduled.
That's Reuters Libby Hogan reporting. You can keep up on coronavirus news of all sorts, also U.S. politics, here on VOA News. Israel has issued new restrictions to fight the coronavirus, basically putting the entire country under quarantine, except for grocery shopping and medical care. Public transport is being curtailed as well. Israel is opening special drive-through testing stations to find more people infected with the respiratory ailment. Health officials worry it's spreading fast. Israel has also called up 2,500 reservists. Iraq's military said Tuesday two rockets struck a base south of Baghdad, hosting U.S.-led coalition troops and NATO trainers. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Two rockets have struck a training base south of Baghdad. An army statement explains the rockets hit the Basmaya base near the Iraqi capital on Monday night, the projectiles landing in an area that includes agricultural land and a factory. A Spanish contingent of the coalition and NATO trainers are currently at the site. The attack's the third in the area in the last 7 days. There's been no immediate confirmation of the attack from the coalition, and no militant group has so far claimed responsibility for the assault. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Voters in three U.S. states are set to go to polling places Tuesday to cast ballots in primaries to pick the Democratic Party's presidential candidate, despite worries about the coronavirus outbreak that has forced one state to postpone its voting. Going into Tuesday, former Vice President Joe Biden leads Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in polls and in pledged delegates. Under ordinary circumstances, Tuesday's primaries would be a major focus of the campaign to win the spot to take on Republican President Donald Trump in November. Florida is one state where officials gave assurances Monday that voting will be safe as it goes ahead today. Florida health officials have reported 142 coronavirus cases. But in Ohio, where 50 coronavirus cases have been confirmed, leaders support voters in seeking a court order to postpone the vote because of coronavirus. A judge denied that request, so Governor Mike DeWine and Health Department Director Amy Acton have ordered the polls closed. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose has since said that polls are postponed until June. Turkish, French, German, and British leaders met by video conference Tuesday to commit themselves to joint actions on the Syrian refugee crisis and the coronavirus pandemic. The last-minute conference due to the COVID-19 outbreak replaced an Istanbul summit between Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Few details on the nature of the cooperation agreement between the leaders have been released. The video summit is in response to Erdogan's sparking a crisis by opening Turkish frontiers with European Union members to migrant and refugees living in Turkey. Marissa Melton, VOA News.